As we gear up for Rosh Hashanah and embark on Chodesh Elul, we look to Parshas Re'eh for some inspiration and guidance on how to properly ready ourselves. And this year, more than others, as Rosh Chodesh Elul coincides with Parshas Re'eh, there's even greater reason to look for inspiration for the month of Elul and the upcoming Yom Nerai. And when paying close attention to the grammar, a glaring inconsistency emerges at the outset of Parshas Re'eh. And with the opening pasuk Re'eh Anochi Nosein Lefneichem Hayom Bracha Uklala, you should see, I, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I am placing in front of you the day, today, Hayom, Bracha and Klala, an option for Bracha and an option for Klala. And at first glance, the Torah addresses the individual with the word Re'eh, the singular, you should see. And then the Torah shifts by addressing the masses, captured by the word Lefneichem, to all of you. Why the shift from Re'eh to Lefneichem? Why the contradiction? And who is the address? Is it the Yachid or is it the Tzibur? The Kotzker explains that the Torah is addressing both the individual and the community. The Yachid and the Tzibur are the address. The Torah is reminding us that we have to constantly be cognizant of our personal interests and the communal interest. We are forever balancing between the two, as both are incredibly important. Both are essential to Yiddishkeit, to mankind. We are forever adjusting the equilibrium because life throws curveballs. And at times we need to focus on ourselves, our own personal growth, and at other times we must focus on the community, the tzibur, the rabbin. This message is particularly relevant for Rosh Hashanah, as we each reassess our accomplishments and our goals of this past year. It is of utmost importance that both of these elements remain at the forefront. The reconfiguration that occurs in Yom HaDin on Rosh Hashanah must balance between our commitment to ourselves and our commitment to society. In fact, the way in which the Yom HaDin is described in the Gemara, both of these elements become abundantly clear. The mission Rosh Hashanah depicts the Day of Judgment as Kivnei Maron. As we walk down the line, as flock go through single file, we are being judged one by one. And the Gemara goes on to explain that we are judged not only as sheep, as the individuals, but as part of the larger flock, both as a Yachid and as part of the Rambam. The Zohar teaches us that every occurrence of the word Hayom in the Torah is a reference to Yom HaDin. And therefore, the opening pasuk of the Parsha casts new meaning. Re'eh Anochi Nosein Lefneichem Hayom Bracho Klala is charging us with the mission of striking the perfect balance between individual Re'eh and community Lefneichem when, as we approach Hayom, the Yom HaDin. But in reality, the Torah is telling us to ponder such thoughts, Re'eh and Lefneichem, when Lefneichem Hayom, during the days Lefneichem, the days prior to Rosh Hashanah, which of course are the days of El, that begin this coming Shabbos. And we are reminded daily of such a task throughout the days of Chodesh Elul by the sound of the shofar that are meant to alarm us, awaken us, and stir our soul. The shofar is a constant notice to look at ourselves and to look at our involvement in the community. What can we improve? What can we contribute? And this message is contained in the sound of the shofar itself, in the tkiyah, in the shvarim, and in the truah. The even sound of the tkiyah represents the uniformity of the tzibur. The shvarim, the truah, the breaks, the little dots and little points represent the different factions, sects, and personalities within the tzibur. The tkiyah, shvarim, truah represent both the yachid and tzibur, converging together. As organisms, as creatures, we are Bnei Adam. As a religion, we are Bnei Yisrael. As groups, we are broken up by the seven Ushpizen, each representing a different quality. For example, Avram is a Bali Chesed. All those Bali Chesed fit into a category of Avram within Bnei Yisrael. And those who are Bali Gvura fall under the category of Yitzchak, which is another grouping of Klal Yisrael. And those who are Bali Teferes and so on. And the Arizal points out that even though the word Yisrael refers to the Tzibur, as in Klal Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael, the word Yisrael is comprised of the Rashi Tevos, of the Avos and the Imahos. Yud stands for Yitzchak and Yaakov. The Sin stands for Sarah. Resh is for Rivka and Rachel. Aleph is for Avram and Lamed is for Leah. And I would throw in Yosef for the Yud, as he is considered a partial Av, as he fathered two Shvatim of his own. So of the seven Ushpizen, that leaves out Aaron, Moshe, and David. They're groupings, and they are captured in the word Adam. Aleph, Dalet, Mem, Aaron, David, Moshe. So while we're all one group of Klal Yisrael, we're made up of number of different unique groups, qualities, and personalities. Incredibly, the gematria of Adam plus Yisrael equals 586, which is the gematria of Shofar, as both represent and remind us of individuality and community. It is the Shofar, it's the sound of the Shofar, that inspire us this month of Elul to redesign and reshape our goals and duties on this earth. And we can now take a further look at the psukim that we have been dissecting in Re'eh, because the very next pasuk says, Esa bracha, you want bracha, what should you do? Asher tishmu. The Blujever explains that this pasuk is referring to listening to the sounds of the shofar. Esa bracha, asher tishmu. Heed the wake-up call and be rewarded the blessing. But haklala im lo tishmu. If heaven forbid one ignores the call from above, then prepare for curse and punishment. And to cap things off, the Blujever points out in a way that only he could, that the gematria of tiku b'chodesh shofar, blowing the shofar, which of course is referring to the month of Elul, tiku b'chodesh shofar is the same exact gematria as Re'ei Anochi Nosein Lefneichem Hayom Bracha Uklala. And so we should all be Zoche to that day soon, where we have the perfect balance of Yachad and Tzibur, and we see the day of the arrival of the Mashiach, where the blowing of the Shofar by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by Yom Hu Yitakabe, Shofar Gadol, where the Gula Shleima Ba'amitos, V'Heir Yameinu, Amen V'Amen. Have a wonderful Shabbos.